Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble in association with Capital One, the credit card that supports the supporters. It's the Capital One semi-final first leg preview show.
It most certainly is.
Isn't it? Just... I'm excited. We're lukeless.
We've got legs coming up.
Yeah.
we're legged ties.
We're not legless, but we are lukeless.
We are. That's two legs down.
I suppose. Mm. It's business time.
It's getting spicy, isn't it?
It is indeed.
It's gone from peri-peri mild to peri-peri medium.
Yes, it is. Yes, it has.
Gearing up for that hot final.
Yes, it will. let me start the show by asking you, gents, what would you like to see happen in the semi-finals of the Capital One Cup? Pete?
Definitely football.
Yeah.
But other than that,
it's a must.
I would like a literal giant killing. A humanoid colossus being executed in the centre circle.
Yeah,
everyone
dark.
Cheering. Well, like Gulliver's Travels, that kind of size of giant.
I like that.
It's okay if they're massive. It's fine. It's not tragic.
It's safe, isn't it?
It just keeps
the villagers safer. So what tie would you like to see that at?
Any of them, really. He could do all of them. He could run... He could run to each one and get increasingly more hurt and confused. Because it would take him no time at all to run to the next leg, would it?
No, I guess so. Yeah. Depends how big he is. Well, they're quite nearby, aren't they? But well, no, they're
Sunderland and Manchester.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's unworkable, Pete.
It's still more likely to happen than West Ham getting a result. Let's face it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. But which giant specifically?
The big friendly giant.
Big friendly giant.
Come on.
Yeah.
That is a bit. Well, is Godzilla a giant or is it just.
It's a giant reptile, so.
Is it a humanoid?
On a technicality, yeah. Pete did specify like humanoid.
King Kong probably closer to the humans, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, King Kong then.
Okay, King Kong.
I don't know. Yeah. Godzilla DNA may be closer to human DNA than King Kong DNA. I don't know.
The Power Rangers, when they all joined together and made a big Power Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the winner.
There we go.
Well, ultimately the loser because it will be killed.
Yes, exactly. So,
definitely.
Do you want to move on to gyms?
Strange times for the Capital One Cup. All will agree.
Jim.
Mine's a bit less mental than that.
Yeah.
I just really want to see a penalty shootout. no well, giant killing really involved
disappointing.
In that. Yeah. But it's just brilliant to see, sort of, at this stage in the season, to see penalties because it's such a rare thing.
Like a 10 paces sort of shootout, or just a regular leg.
Two legs of football and extra time, they've not been able to separate each other, and
yeah.
They're exhausted from it because they've played so much. The final always kicks away. It's always brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you're not invested in the game at all, you get that sort of giddiness that you had as a kid first watching penalty shootouts and the sort of, you know, how dramatic and important every kick is, and I can't get enough of that.
And when all the other matches are finished...
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're still going. It's wherever.
Look how tired they are. You can just tell he's going to miss. No, he scored.
He scored again because they're professionals.
Yeah, indeed.
We've thought about this, or I mentioned it many times before. The penalty shootouts would be with a dizzy stick.
Yes.
Because if they're a bit tired, you might as well
mess around with them.
Even more.
Mm.
Make them eat 50 yoghurts before they kick it. Amble up.
Whoa.
Imagine that.
So slow.
No, 50 you get a 10-minute break, but you have to eat 50 yoghurts on the pitch. It'd be incredible. And none of the commentary team are allowed to acknowledge it. That should be a rule as well.
And they should be the... The big yoghurt, that like the Müller one.
The big ones, yeah.
The big ones.
I mean, other
no petty filou for you, Marcus.
Is that really the biggest yoghurt you can think of?
Well, that was just...
A fruit corner.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you,
what about
Marcus?
Like one of those big tubs of natural yoghurt that you get, that you like put honey in?
Like the Greek yoghurt.
Yeah, Greek yoghurt.
Oh, now you're talking. There are a lot of yoghurt. There's lots of other yoghurts available.
Greece, where the big yoghurts live.
So combining 50 big Greek yoghurts and a Dizzy Stick, it's going to be brilliant.
It's football.
See, I thought
that's football.
It's a recipe for sicky disaster, really, isn't it? It's going to be like the World Cup where they've got to spray the line on the floor.
Yeah.
But it'll be yoghurt.
Commentate on that, Michael Owen. Or whoever it would be.
I thought my answer wasn't going to be as strange as Pete's, and yet somehow we've managed to claw it back.
Yeah
exactly.
Claw it back, push it away.
Ruin it.
Open the lid, put it in the mouth.
50 times before running around a stick and missing a penalty.
Yay.
I'd like to see some good football.
Oh, come on. Marcus, you're not getting the points, you idiot.
Well, no, I would like to see... obviously, West Ham have got a lot of injuries at the moment.
They have.
And, of course, their big signing in the summer has been injured. Mm. And I'd like Sam Allardyce to go, we've got some injuries. Is anybody coming back from injury? No one. And then you see on the substitute's bench, who's that? Candy Oral. Who's that? Nothing. The guy with a fake tash on, all that kind of stuff. West Ham are 2-0 down away from home. He's a big lad. He's coming on. His hair pulled back in a ponytail. Oh, yes. Big Andy Carroll comes
off.
Scores two, and it's set up beautifully for the second leg at Upton Park.
Both headers, like against the Ukraine.
Big headers.
Yeah.
Sweden.
Sweden, was it?
Yeah,
Sweden.
One with
same
a forehead, one with a chin.
Same kit. So, and it was in Ukraine, Pete. Yeah. So let's just assume that they are exactly the same. yes, good. So, I mean, there definitely will be some football. We can certainly... agree
we
on that.
Guarantee that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did chuck it out with Twitter as well, of course. So, do you want them now?
Should we do the correspondence in a bit?
Let's see what the internet thinks now.
Okay,
we'll do some now, and then we'll go back at the end, maybe.
That's their first leg.
All right. Yeah. Greg Lamb.
Do away tweets count?
Yeah.
For whoever wins
this. That's indeed very much the point. I mean, they're mainly focusing on the Man City West Ham tie and also Manchester United, so that's basically what we're talking about.
Basically, just ignoring Sunderland.
Pretty much, yeah. Greg Lambert says, Pellegrini to get confused over dates and take City on Thursday. Big Sam beats United at Wembley, gets offered United job and then rejects it.
Nice.
That would
nice.
Be a brilliant nice. Turn yeah.
Affairs. Whatever.
John Bell says, I'd like Fergie to sit in the stand as United are losing. Stand up, go over to David Moyes, hand him a P45, then a 95-minute winner and a wink to camera.
Oh.
Which I think is lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop living in the past, is what I've got to say to that.
Ted Baker says, Moyes to get so angry that his eyes turn into very funny, but also very real lasers, which could be used as a weapon.
Is that from the official Twitter account of the Ted Baker clothing company?
Well, I was going to say, I thought he was going to say, Manchester United drop their kit, mate.
Well, since the account is at EdBaker72047M, probably thinking no on that.
Tweet him for all your fashion concerns.
So we'll get on the show. We'll head back to Correspondent Corner as soon as we can, all right?
If we could. But Sunderland are up first against Manchester United.
Yes.
The Black Cats are bottom of the league.
Oh,
so
Blunderland, you might call them.
I like that. They will relish this semi-final match.
They will.
Against the champions. Because
they won't lose out on any points if they lose.
Yeah, but they won't get any if they win. So
yeah, good point.
Maybe they'll go for the away goals. But Sunderland, I mean, they've got a good record in this competition thus far. They started off by beating the MK Dons in the second round, of course. Mm-hmm. Peterborough, then Southampton, and that was, Southampton have always had a great season, but that was one they were really on for.
Yeah.
And Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea
love cup competitions, as we all do.
Mm. It is incredible how league form seems irrelevant. To the form of sides on their cup runs,
because Manchester United are still in this.
Is it a good time? Is it a good time to play Man United or a bad time? Because they're a wounded animal at the moment, really, and it might be that they want to take out some frustration on Sunderland twice.
I think they've looked listless at best season, Jim.
But they're in the semi-finals, aren't they? They've been doing it in this competition.
But any other year, you would just be it's Manchester United.
Yeah, absolutely.
All day long, Manchester United. But I mean, even as Sunderland are the bottom side in the Premier League at the moment.
And they are.
Yeah, they are. You still think to yourself, actually, this is not a foregone conclusion. And they did beat Chelsea.
Yeah,
and as is Southampton. Chelsea's unbelievable.
If Mignolet can reproduce any sort of form,
he
showed the last few weeks, he's been imperious. Mm. He's been wonderful.
Yeah, he had some good spells, very brief spells in the team when he was at Arsenal, and he showed what he could do, but just the path was blocked for him. I'm really happy for him that he's getting sort of, first team top flight football. Mm. And they're going to need him.
They really are.
And he looks a little bit scary.
He does. He does.
Why do we liken him to Sylvester Stallone a little bit?
Yeah, he's got a prominent jaw and forehead. It's almost like his... Like, the top of his head also has a jaw.
Yeah. You know? he doesn't...
A jaw head.
Yeah.
I like that. He doesn't look like Stallone, per se, but he's got that kind of aura and feeling. Mm. But
if not like modern-day Stallone. He's now got really weirdly pretty eyes, like a giraffe. It just doesn't sit right on his face.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. But if you were a forward-bearing down on someone like Minoni, you wouldn't... Just don't look up, is what Moyes would say.
Yeah, but if you look too much like Stallone, I mean, I guess in your mind you're sort of thinking, right, what was he like in Escape to Victory? Taking a lot of high balls to the chest, silly, you know, positionally out of character.
That is true. Don't model your game on Sylvester Stallone's brief stint in goal, Minoni.
Mm. Which or anyone.
Looks like that's true, but looks like he hasn't. Wes Brown and John O'Shea should be back after injury, of course, facing their old clubs. It might be quite
narrative.
Wes Brown, though, he's done well this season. He's had a couple of sendings off, I think. One of them was quite harsh. But he's been very key at the centre of defence, and he knows that side.
He does. Well
maybe
it's
not
been
specifically.
A long time since he's been there, though, hasn't it? So, yeah. You know, they're quite different now.
But it does add up.
You might say, not as good.
Yeah, certainly an argument not worth having. But
Manchester United got a lot of injuries as well.
But it does make a difference, I think, for players like Brown. And, you know, if O'Shea is back, I think Brown should start. I'm trying to think of any suspensions or anything like that. But it doesn't make a difference for those players because they think to themselves, you know, they left that side pretty much because they weren't quite good enough to play for Manchester United, you could argue. I mean, they could have hung around
with
squad players.
Well, they were utility players, weren't they? They weren't always going to play week in, week out, which they're now doing.
Yeah, they wanted first-team football, and Bon Jovi, they're getting it. So they're going to be looking forward to that. Key has been a key player for Sunderland.
Yeah, he quite literally has.
He's always a key player.
Yeah, but again, in this competition, he's really seemed to sort of flourish, and in particular. Well, they've just got to go for it, haven't they? They've just got to forget all form, forget the league, and just attack Man United. Because
really, yeah. I mean, they have. I mean, and I think, actually...
If they're too cautious, they'll get picked apart. They've got to play as they have done up to now.
But Sunderland have got some good forward players. We can't forget that. I mean, Adam Johnson scored a great free kick on the weekend. He is a good player. And the trouble is, it must be quite annoying at times, the ability that he has.
Well, he does flicker in and out of form, doesn't he? But what better motivation than a two-legged opportunity to get into a cup final for a team that are having such a sort of difficult season elsewhere? They should be so up for this, Sunderland. Of all the teams in the competition, they should be the most motivated.
Completely.
I think you'd be looking at this match and so I think this is going to be the tie of the round, really. Probably the tie of the competition for the last two seasons as well. As you said, wounded animals, really. I mean, Sunderland aren't going great guns, and Manchester United are a kind of very different prospect from last season. I just think this has got an amazing two-legged tie written all over it.
Agreed. And
weirdly, it seems really odd to say this, but it does feel like Poirier knows his squad better than Moyes does. So they're a little more settled in a strange way.
Well, I think, and again, I go back to some of Sunderland's attacking players. I mean, if you look at some of Manchester United's injuries, you know, Rio Ferdinand's out now, Phil Jones, I don't think will be back. They've looked a little bit suspect in defence, Manchester United. And Barini's, I mean, we've seen him come on and score a few good goals. Fletcher, for Sunderland, is always a threat. And Altidore is a big bruising player that.
His hold-up play is fantastic as well. And if they're struggling at the back, you know, he's going to get some joy.
Exactly. So...
can't wait.
But then we talk about Manchester United, you know, that they got eliminated in the FA Cup on the weekend, and Moyes will be thinking, right, you know, if he wins the Capital One Cup, then it does take a little bit of the pressure off.
Yeah, he's got a really good...
Lukey Moore.
I'm here.
How you doing?
Sorry, mate. I'm late.
That's all right. We're just talking about Sunderland versus Manchester United in the Capital One Cup.
Should be a good one.
Yeah.
Are we doing this? Are we just allowing Luke to walk in quarter of an hour into the show? I'm furious.
Just how low standards have fallen.
Well, I'm glad the Capital One Cup fans can witness Luke's unprofessionalism, his lack of decency and timekeeping.
Or another way, hi everyone, the good one's here now.
Your mic was down, so up yours.
Oh, what? I just said the good one's here now, everyone. Just relax, sit down, recline in your seat.
How do you think everyone was listening beforehand? Just like awkwardly standing in a corner, waiting for you?
That's how I like to imagine it, Jim. Yeah.
Manchester United haven't done too well. Like we said, Moyes will want a trophy. If they can get the trophy, you know, league form... in the other competitions as well. They'll absolutely love it. And Welbeck's hit a nice little run of form of late. He terrorised the fans. He played at Sunderland for a little bit.
There's narrative all over this one.
There really is. Look, we're thinking that this actually Sunderland versus Manchester United could be the tie of the tournament.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased that the Manchester clubs have been kept apart actually.
Yeah,
because I think obviously we don't know that's going to happen, but it could well be an all Manchester final, which I think would be a real showpiece for the competition. It should be good. That said, as we said before on the show regarding the Capital One Cup, Sunderland have got their own problems, and this competition is a departure for them, and somewhere they can really let their hair down and enjoy themselves. And as we say time and time again this season with Man United, they'll fancy it. They really will fancy it, and there's nothing to be scared of there. I mean, Swansea have gone to United in the FA Cup just this past weekend and beaten them in their own backyard. Everyone who's played has beaten them in their own backyard. That's what it feels like. That's not the case, but that's what it starts to feel like.
Yeah, pretty much covered all of that, Luke. So, if you turned up on time, you'd know that, wouldn't you?
It means more coming from me, doesn't it?
Quick shout, who do we think? Sunderland or Manchester United?
Personally, I think United.
Yeah, I would go along with that. I think that they'd be highly motivated. That said, I think United are heavily vulnerable, especially in certain areas. And you've also got the situation where the transfer window's open now, where that can sort of unsettle a few players here and there, both going out and then worrying about players that are coming in. If you think of someone like Patrice Evra, he knows for a long time now that David Moyes is after a left-back. How often has David Moyes tried to sign Leighton Baines? He's actually come out in the press this weekend saying that he wants a new left-back. Mm. Is that great for Patrice Evra, who's captain a lot of the time? Is that really ideal for him? Probably not. So there are opportunities there where United will be vulnerable.
There's also been a lot of transfer speculation about Chicharito, who would probably play as well. So who knows, his head may be turned. He may be thinking about, well, why am I not starting?
He'd be a real asset for so many clubs.
For anyone,
as well.
He's a fantastic player.
Yeah, but I think I agree with Jim. I think on balance, I think United will do it.
Pete, you're going Sunderland, sure.
I've got Sunderland first leg, and then Manchester United to win it overall.
Okay. Marcus, what about you?
I think Manchester United will win. Well, I think they would. I think they would. Manchester City against West Ham. People would expect this to be a little bit more of a foregone conclusion. Mm. However, you just can't tell with these ones, can you? I mean,
you can.
Can you?
I think this might be a hammering.
It's two legs.
No pun intended.
It's two legs, and you look at Man City's sort of imperious home form, where they do find it pretty straightforward. They've scored so many goals at home. It may well have been possible. I mean, West Ham were so abject. I know they arrested a lot of players and what have you, but they were so abject at the weekend.
Some of the young players, and they just... But is that... Was Allardyce thinking, I'll rest a few players for that one?
Well, they've got about three players fit, though, haven't they? So
they have got a lot of
hands really are tied.
I just think over two legs, it's so much harder. It really is difficult. For example, when Sunderland obviously beat Chelsea in the last leg at the Stadium of Light by a reasonably narrow scoreline, if that's a two-legged affair, you'd fancy Chelsea to go through every day of the week. So it does really make a big difference. So, and also, I know the owners have come out and backed... back to Allardyce this week, but you wonder how long. It's a matter of when, not if, really, isn't it? So you've got to...
We've seen that before in football.
I happen to think the only reason that Sam Allardyce is still in the job is because it's going to cost him a lot of money to fire him.
Yeah.
Long contract.
He's been so unlucky with injuries as well, though. It's
not unlucky to sign Andy Carroll, though, is it? And then get injured.
But
you've got to take some sort of research into account doing that.
Absolutely, yeah, but we don't know that that's specifically his job. I'm sure
they have had a lot of those things.
But it's not just Carroll, there's a lot more than that. So
Manchester
I think they'll probably give him a bit longer.
And they did technically get him as a, on a knockdown price, let's say.
I think Manchester
City. 15 million.
A man who's good at knockdown.
In respect of his last transfer, which I'm not sure, the bar has been raised to such a ridiculous degree that you're like, that's actually a bargain. It's not really, is it? If you take that out of the equation.
Pound for pound, it probably is. Because he's a bigger striker than a lot of people.
True.
Well, yeah, that is an excellent point. I mentioned City, you think to yourself, will they. Will they go easy on West Ham? But you think about it, Pellegrini
I'd be amazed if they went easy on them.
Pellegrini wants his first trophy. He wants to get one out of five or whatever he's going to get under his belt.
This season, isn't it? It was this season, five trophies they wanted.
This season?
Yeah.
No, it's by the end of the first month.
He wanted five Capital One Cups by the end of the season.
Yeah. 2013. Yeah, he didn't want any. But this is a great way for him to put a marker down and say, right, here we go.
They've got such a big squad and such a good quality squad. I mean, I saw in the game, was it against Palace in the league a few weeks ago? They rested quite a few players. came out of it unscathed. They'll be hungry. I mean, it's the first trophy you can win in the season. It's Pellegrini's first season in charge. Of course they want to win it. I can't see them doing any. I mean, the first leg is at City of Manchester Stadium, isn't it?
That may even go into West Ham, play into West Ham's hands, because they'll have some players back by the time it goes back to Upton Park. They'll know what the job is.
Jim,
if you were a West Ham fan, though, what would you be thinking about going to Man City this week? You'd be like, oh my God.
Nice day out.
It's not even a nice day out.
Absolutely, yeah, but I'd be very, very worried. But do you not agree? Do you not think it's better for them to have the second leg at Upton Park?
Yes, in theory, but I mean, if you've lost the first leg 6-0...
Doing what I can for them.
I would recommend doing a Poznan for 90 minutes.
I'd like to know... Yeah.
Well, maybe the City fans will get to it if it goes as badly as we think it could.
You've got to be worried. I mean, speaking as a fan of Portsmouth, who've had their fair share of beatings over the years, you know, I used to, when Portsmouth were in the Premier League, I used to really dread those trips to Old Trafford, those trips to, like, Arsenal and stuff. So, I mean...
They got a cheeky cup win.
They did.
Which ruined them.
Yeah. We hammered them that day as well.
Yeah, you did. but this, I mean, this could be a giant killing, Pete. This is what you wanted.
Well, not quite. Wanted.
No, actually, to be honest, what Pete wanted at the start of the show is perhaps more realistic, do you think?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Pete wanted a literal giant killing at the middle of a pitch.
It would be nice.
To fill you in.
Yeah. It would be very nice. But, I mean, if Allardyce deploys the strikerless system, defending... Keep him at...
He deployed the playlist system at the weekend.
Keep it at 1-0. Take him back to Upton Park.
The puberty-less system. There was like 10-year-olds on the pitch.
Look what they did against Spurs in the league. Yeah, they kept him at bay.
And in the cup.
And Spurs have been free scoring.
And in round five of the Cavill White Cup.
Plenty of hope for West Ham then, in summary.
Man City has got 175,000 goals at home this season.
No, that's this year.
This calendar year.
But that's in the league.
That's true. Very true.
In the league.
I don't think we need a prediction, do we? do we have any more correspondence, Pete?
I've got a little fact, which is that the winners used to receive tankards instead of medals. So that's pretty good, isn't it? I think I should bring that back. Get a tankard.
A tankard full of medals that you can just drink the medals.
Pete, you can put whatever you want in it. It's yours.
I got another.
Giant's blood.
You've won it.
A couple of facts for you in the same competition. West Ham and Sunderland have never won it.
Mm.
Wow, there you go. Extra motivation.
I'm sure we shall see why soon.
Pete, should we finish off the correspondence?
I guess we should. Luke, because you were not here, like a big work-shy fop, the question was, what would you like to see happen in the semi-finals of the Capital One Cup? As ridiculous as you like. Matt Chalice says, Man City feel it's unfair, so they give West Ham one of their players proper Sunday morning styles.
That always just happens in Sunday football. Yeah, you always try and give them the worst
player. In a really difficult position.
I find myself on the bench quite a lot, so I was thinking, I could just play for their team, could I? They're one down.
Who would Man City give West Ham, though? That's a question.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of injuries, so...
Lescott.
Oh, that's harsh.
Would you take any...
No, to make a bit more of a game of it.
Give him Boyata. He's suspended. Up all yours.
Pantilimon.
Wow, the keeper's not...
England's number one, Pantilimon.
Yeah. Well, maybe Pantilimon would have to play outfield, though. That would be the...
Put him up top.
Like David James back in the day.
Put him up top.
Yeah.
Target. Hart always wants to play outfield, doesn't he?
He does. He always comes charging out.
I've heard that Pepe Reina is actually quite a good outfield player. Have you heard that?
No, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised
at all.
That's a good one, yeah.
This Dave says, I'd like a literal manager merry-go-round. Poyer, Hughes, Allardyce, Holloway, middle of the pitch on a carousel with candy floss if possible.
What, while the game's going on? What you should have to do on that manager merry-go-round is the players get to choose their manager via that merry-go-round, but like a fairground.
Keep blindfold.
No.
They've got to kick the ball and knock them off the pedestal.
Yeah.
Right, if you knock them off, you get them.
No, I think when the music stops...
Oh, I was aiming for... I got Holloway.
I know.
I was aiming for...
I think when the music stops, that's who you've got.
Okay, right.
So the bloke controlling the music is having a bit of a laugh.
But my idea would be that the better the manager, the smaller he is and the further back he is.
Okay,
if you want to hit Guardiola, you can have a take on, you know... Gary Megson, who's massive, in front.
and Hughes would be like quite big.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, would you go for a sort of a safety shot? You think
he's got his hand up for a handshake. You've got to hit his hand.
Megson's diving around trying to catch the ball. Yeah. You know.
Megson's just massive.
Megson's got foam hands.
He comes over. Yeah, he comes around really often.
Megson's on a Shire horse.
He's got one of those sumo suits on.
Yeah. If you hit Megson, you get him, and that's it. You can't go back on it.
Guardiola's like crouched down in a corner. little ball.
Guardiola is the size of a thimble.
His head's just popping through.
Yeah.
Andrew Cook on the Ramble's Twitter page says that Moyes shouts next goal winner and is carried from the field triumphant as United progress with a glorious 5-1 defeat.
That's good.
Yeah. Grab the Paw says Dads and Lads Day at West Ham, where the young Potts and Moncur are joined in the team by their pops.
Yeah. Do you have to have had a father who's played for West Ham to be in the West Ham Academy?
It seems
I think
to
that
be.
Is part of the problem they're having at the moment with bringing young players through.
I think it's like the Masons.
That's why they brought back Carlton Cole.
Because I know that Neil Ruddock's son, he didn't feature at the weekend. Neil Ruddock's son's actually on the books as well.
Georgie Monks, of course, played at the weekend.
And Potts, Steve Potts' son, Daniel Potts,
Amazing.
Mm. Carlton Cole doesn't have a son in West Ham, but
no.
Before we continue, I've put together a little Capital One Cup semi-finals quiz.
Oh, very nice. You kept this to yourself.
I'm glad Luke is here for this.
Why is that?
Luke turned up for this moment.
You put the pressure on me.
I think this is the first Football Ramble straight quiz we've done.
Yeah. And this is the real quiz.
We've always resisted them in the past, that's why.
It's weird, that, isn't it?
You call it a quiz, we call it a horrifying glimpse behind the curtain.
Right. Fingers on pretend buzzers. Number one, what were the results in last year's first leg match between Bradford at home to Aston Villa and Chelsea at home to Swansea?
Pretend buzz. Bradford and Swansea both won.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that much.
Well, they went through.
Yeah. Okay, it was a weak answer.
Okay, Bradford beat Aston Villa. I remember this. Do you know why I remember this? Because I was very ill this time last year, and I was so ill I couldn't get from my bed into the living room to watch the Bradford Villa game, but I did listen to it on the radio.
Right, late again.
And as a result, and as a result, it was a very memorable game, and I think Bradford won 3-1.
They did? And what was the other result?
Chelsea
were at home to Swansea.
Yeah, they didn't score, did they?
Chelsea didn't score.
I can't remember. 3-0? 1-0?
2-0?
2-0 it was, 2-0. Jim.
That's annoying.
You were nearly there. So, number two, in 2011-12, who scored Liverpool's goal to put them through 3-2 on aggregate against Manchester City in the semi-finals?
Bellas.
It was Bellas! Ah.
That was my buzzer.
Yeah.
Is that my your buzzer? It's Bellas!
Bellas is your buzzer. Craig Bellas.
Okay, right.
What an incredible coincidence.
Mm. Number three, who did Cardiff beat on penalties that same year to progress to the final?
Don't know.
Cardiff B.
Can't remember.
Come on.
They're on.
Pick you going for.
Deficiencies? I don't know.
Come on.
I have not got a clue.
Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace. Now, here's one. 2009-10, Aston Villa beat Blackburn Rovers 6-4 in the second leg to go through 7-4 on aggregate. An enormous score.
I remember that game.
An enormous. They had six individual scorers that day. Well, okay. One of them was an own goal.
Yeah, I know who scored that. It was what's his name? The guy who now plays for Stoke. Nzonzi.
Nzonzi got one. So, can you name three scorers that day? So, you've already got Nzonzi.
I'm going to say for the lols.
And I'll tell you something, the rest of the scorers are all English.
Heskey? Yes.
Heskey?
You've got to remember a Heskey guy. It's like Haley's Comet.
And I think they're all England internationals, which shows you how good a side Villa had back then.
Like Bon Lahore?
Yeah, it's obvious one.
Milner.
Young played back then, didn't he?
Ashley Young.
Probably dived for it.
And Warnock was the other.
England international. What's happened to Stephen Warnock, everyone? Yeah, that should be one of your questions. What's happened to Stephen Warnock?
It was actually Neil Warnock, so...
Oh, number five. In that same year, who celebrated near Manchester United's technical area, angering the United supporters and staff after putting his side 2-1 ahead?
Well, if we're talking 2009...
Now, can you remember who they played first?
If we're talking 2009-2010 and someone's annoying Manchester United, I would suggest it's probably Carlos Tevez.
Yes. He scored a brace against Manchester United, of course. And the final question is, in 2006-2007, which former League Cup goal machine scored an own goal to put Spurs 2-0 up, but then scored a brace for his team in the second half to secure a 2-all first-leg draw?
Was it Baptista?
It was Baptista.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that game. I remember Cesc Fabregas making an incredible pass.
I had no idea.
Set that up.
Well, no, me neither. I'm just glad we all didn't embarrass ourselves.
I forgot that he had another game where he actually did something.
Yeah.
Why was he only good in the League Cup?
He got four in the previous round.
Five?
No,
was it 50?
He got 72 in the whole competition. They are beating Messi's record.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, well done, chaps. Yeah.
Well done, guys. Well done, Marcus, for setting up the quiz.
Yeah, and making them not so hard that we look ridiculous. Well, we look ridiculous, but that's not the reason.
It's the way we're dressed, Luke.
Right. But before we go, I've got to say that make sure you visit facebook.com/Capital1UK. We can get involved in competitions and the latest debate around the Cup. And, of course, the competition that is running on Facebook at the moment is the Grounds for Improvement competition, which allows fans to submit a photo of their ground along with an explanation of why it needs improving. And one lucky ground will receive £75,000 worth of improvement, with 10 runners-up also receiving decent amounts. So it's very easy to enter, just a photo of the ground, maybe a specific area of the ground, or and a convincing reason why you should win.
If West Ham enter, you can't put it towards the Olympic Stadium. You can't do that.
Yeah. you can't also write swagtivities as well. That is not a valid reason for improvements.
It isn't a valid reason. There we are. I think that's it. We'll be back on Thursday or Friday will the show be released for the review show. But, of course, that was the Football Ramble in association with Capital One Cup, the credit card that supports the supporters. Thanks very much, chaps, and we'll see you in a few days' time.
Bye.
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 Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.